Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a space and platform of intentional healing, liberation, and joy for Black women. If this is your first time listening, welcome, welcome. And if you've been listening for a minute, welcome back, girl. Let me go ahead and just give you the title of this episode, which actually is a work in progress, but I think the title is going to be somewhere in the realm of we need to level up our minds to get that life that we deserve. And I'm going to explain that in a minute. But if you have if you've been challenged with just like your mindset, your beliefs, you have limitations, you're like, why is the healing not healing? Why am I not, you know, able to earn more money? Why do I feel like my joy is just constricted? Why, like just all the whys, right? That's what I want to talk about today. So, what I will say off the top is that usually I talk about what I have done for self-care in the previous days or the previous weeks. But this episode coincides with that, so let's just jump into it. So where I am right now, in case it sounds a little bit different for you, is I'm actually in Malibu, which is an upscale or more upscale than where I live in California. But it's an upscale part of California. It's known for like its beaches. It's right on the water. Obviously, I don't see a lot of people that look like me in this area. And it's a shame because I feel like the way that certain people get to live, and by certain people, I mean people with privilege, people with money, okay, however it was obtained, generationally, or like whatever, however it was obtained, like people with money, when you have money, the world is yours. The world is your oyster, honey. When you have money, there is literally almost nothing that you cannot do. So I don't know how you feel about money. For me, I've kind of told the line. Well, actually, not kind of. I've told the line a lot because for me, I was comfortable making a certain amount and that was it. That's it. Like, I feel like for many, 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 and that's why I stayed on my jobs for a decade each. I talked about this, I think, in either the last episode or the episode before last. I would make a certain amount. Let's say at my peak, my last job with bonuses and stuff, maybe in a year I would make 60 to 70,000 with the bonuses and spiffs and all that kind of stuff, somewhere in there. But, and that will be it. Not feeling like, okay, you've reached this mountain, quote unquote, now it's okay to elevate. Take what you've learned, take them receipts. You don't want to be in this job anyway. Why are you still here, girl? But take that and apply it to your next and get yourself some more money. Okay. Cause you're worthy of that. That's not how I thought. I didn't feel like I really deep down, I don't feel like I deserved it. I don't feel like I deserve to live in such a way. But honey, let me tell you, if this is you, I'm going to need you to be better in 2024. I know it's not easy. It can take a while to even get to a place where you even start to feel a little more comfortable with receiving, starting to feel a little more comfortable with earning more, starting to feel a little more comfortable with having more luxurious experiences than you have ever experienced before. It can take some time. So when I say I'm going to need you to do better, I'm saying that with love, because I want you to get to that place because you deserve it. It's really just, for whatever reason, there's a barrier between you and that. It could be something that happened in your childhood. It could be CPTSD, trauma, pain, you being shown like this is the best that it's going to be for me and my family because that's how it's been, you know, with your relatives. Whatever the case may be, or maybe it's your environment. Maybe you live somewhere, maybe you live somewhere where no one is really doing, like people are just getting by, you know, they're doing their best and they're just getting by and that's enough. I will say if that's like enough for you, just getting by, as much as I want more for you, as much as I want more for me, as much as I want more for Black women, because we deserve it, period, I can't want it more for you than you want it. Does that make sense? So if you're just like, well, I'm doing good enough, this is okay, that's great. I love that for you. I mean, I really don't, but I'm not here to like force my opinions upon you. My only hope is that you just keep your ears open, your heart open, your spirit open. And maybe down the line, you're like, you know what? I think I'm ready. Or, I'm kind of over this now. And maybe I'm ready to kind of move forward a little bit. Because this is, when I stepped into this villa, honey, let me tell you. When I opened the door, I was like, this is the life I deserve. Like, off the strength. And I don't think old Bree would have felt like that. Okay, I don't think old Bree or an older version of myself would have really felt like that. I would have felt like, this is really nice. I can't see myself ever living like this. Like, no, that is not, that's not what it is for me. I'm not there anymore. I cannot go back to older Bree. I just can't. But yeah, like I was saying before, the area is very non-Black. Now, I'm not saying that I went to every single point in Malibu. That's not it at all. But I did get out a little bit, you know, to get food and like just sit at the water the patio is literally right above the water. But I went and sat out and listened to the waves for many hours, just thinking and pondering. But people were walking up and down the beach and I could see them below, like literally a few feet below me. Not a Black person walked by. Not even once. Okay. Not even once. And again, I saw one Black person at Whole Foods, and I'm saying that because it hurt my heart. When I think about how, generally speaking, and I know this is not all Black people, okay, but people, how about people like me that live in areas like me, that have struggled financially like me, that have had or still currently have the same raw areas in need of healing like me, that still have old limitations that are holding them back like me. Like, that's what I'm talking about. People that live in environments like I do, it's stressful. That's the easiest way that I can say this. It is stressful as hell. And you don't even realize it. But to be able to go and just get into like a natural environment where there's no traffic, it's just closer to nature, like that's not my immediate environment. And for people like me, that's not your immediate environment and it's stressful. We just don't know how stressful it is because we're living in it day to day. You've become accustomed to the same sounds. You've become accustomed to your environment. I've gotten comfortable in that. I've lived in the same place for, guess what, over like a decade, now that I'm thinking about it. So something about when I hit that 10-year mark, I start to get the itch. I don't really know if that's normal or not, because I know, like, especially for younger folk, like, y'all be ready to bounce after like a year, a few months, 2 years, whatever. There's something about me, I think it's still very much ingrained in me, that once you get somewhere that's quote unquote good, you stay there, because if not, You don't know what you're going to be losing. You don't know what you're going to be missing out, girl. You're not going to be able to get that again, and you're going to make a mistake. I'm like 100% positive that that's what I am up against, okay? Mentally, spiritually, there's just this fear that, again, I don't see it on a day-to-day basis typically, but I feel like it's there, and or this spirit of just like, this is good enough, or the spirit of comfort, even though it's not like my ideal. I do feel very safe where I live. I've lived there without incident. I know I've said this place is ghetto before on the podcast, but I have to be clear. It's just ghetto to me in my mind, because I'm just ready for more. It's not like people are like beating down your door, or car break-ins, or maybe it happens. I'm just not aware, but I have been extremely blessed with where I live. I feel safe. I feel secure. So it's not that. But I just get comfortable and I sit. And maybe 2024 is just about not only managing, because that's my word, manage/being a good steward of the things that God has put me in charge of, including my resources, my finances, etc. But also maybe a part of managing is allowing myself to just unfold a little bit more and learn to manage my like what I believe, and to elevate that, if that makes sense. So yeah, but when I stepped into the space, honey, let me tell you, first of all, everything about it, and it better be for the price, right? And I know that there are more expensive Airbnbs than this. I think this worked out to maybe like $300 to $400 per night, including the all them fees and surcharges, like somewhere in there. Let's just say $400, maybe a little bit more. Anyway, let's just say $400. It might be a little bit more. But I know that there are more expensive Airbnbs. I know that there are more expensive experiences and all that stuff. I get it. But sometimes you just have to baby step your way to what it is you really want. And as you baby step, I think baby steps are important, actually, because it can be very hard. And some of us can do this and some of us can't. It really just depends on, you know, how you are. But with the whole baby step thing, I know that it took me a while. Like, old Bree would not have been comfortable doing this, okay? That $1,800, honey, that's almost $2,000. I could have put that on a bill, okay? I could have done a variety of things. I could have invested that money, but you know, I did. I invested it in myself. Sometimes you got to start with yourself, investing within yourself first, and then it allows you to expand. It allows you to grow. I have the hiccups. I'm sorry. It allows you to see that there is greater than what you currently are experiencing right now in your reality. Does that make sense? So sometimes that money, it is an investment. I don't look at it anymore as spending, because spend means like you just, there's no return on it. But this was definitely an investment for me. And it was a little bit of a stretch, okay? And I think that that's okay, because when you start to stretch yourself, it's so easy to, or it's easier to kind of go to that next. It's like the nervous system kind of calms down, if that makes sense. Like, if you're anxious about spending or investing money, it's like, for me at least, the nervous system calms down a little bit, because it's like, oh, okay, you did it that time. You survived. Because I think that sometimes investing money, it feels very scary and like almost like a threat to your system. Okay. Especially if you've been shown that you've got to hold on to every single, like you've got to pinch every penny. You've got to hold on to every dime. You've got to make sure you get change on every quarter that you spend. You know what I mean? Excuse me. That's like a mindset thing. All right. And that's one that I still deal with. Okay. Please believe. But it's like when I baby step my way into these new experiences, the next time, because there will be a next time this year, trust and believe. But the next time, it's like, okay, well, I've already had this really nice experience. I'm not going to settle for anything below that. Unless there's just some really random magical reason that it needs to happen, which I can't foresee. I'm not going to settle for beneath that, because I've already had this type of experience and I'm already used to this type of experience now. So it's either going to be the same or it's going to be a slight baby step up. Does that make sense? because I've already experienced it. I loved it. I survived it. My nervous system was like, oh, okay, girl, cool. This was nice. We okay. You know what I mean? But yeah, so that nervous system had a chance to really like just ease into it and calm down. So that's what I'm saying. Now, again, when I stepped into this space, it was just like, ooh, girl, this is how people really live. Sometimes we don't even realize what else is out there in the world other than what we, of course, see in our environments, like I talked about before. And obviously, if you're watching different shows like Housewives or I don't know, whatever other shows there are out there, or movies that just show like different type of lifestyles. But if you've never really gone outside of like a 5 or 10 mile radius, you know what I mean? Or 20 mile radius outside of your home, I can tell you that your view of the world and the view of the experiences that are available to you are limited, and that's not your fault. Okay, that's not your fault, just so you know. But I'm saying that because I want you this year to allow yourself to get your nervous system a little nervous a little bit and do something that is going to just get you a little riled up, okay? Not just like you're going and blowing all your money on an experience, but what I'm saying is do some things that allow you to step out of your comfort zone a little bit so that you can see that, number one, it's survivable. Number two, you deserve it. And number three, it's like, okay, I can have this thing. I can live this way. When you start to experience these kind of things, it also gets your mind going like, oh, okay, if I can just earn $5,000 more a year, for example, I can do 2 vacations like this. Or if I can earn an additional $25,000 in my business, I can, I don't know, do X, Y, Z, whatever it is. I can travel to, I don't know where you want to go. I can go to Italy. I don't know where you want to go and do X, Y, Z. Or, you know, if I can earn an additional $50,000 in my business or whatever, I can get a nice down payment ready in a couple of years on this type of home in this type of area. Do you see what I'm saying? So we've got to be able to see more than what's immediately in front of us.
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only chains frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
Like our vision, obviously, needs to be, of course, in front of you, ahead of you, like right in front of you, but also like towards the horizon, if that makes sense as well. The horizon is going to be different than what you can immediately see in front of you. I hope that makes sense. Anyway, like I was saying, I keep coming back to this. But I came into the room and immediately I was just like, oh, okay, this is how people live on a regular basis. Because again, we forget that our reality is not everybody's reality, okay? And that's why I love to be able to have elevated experiences, because when the money is invested, you know, things just hit differently. Like the world, like I said, is your oyster. Things open up to you. And we all deserve to have these types of experiences. And we deserve to have these experiences on a regular basis. That's just how I feel. You deserve that. I will never believe anything but that. You deserve that. I deserve that. We may not have had that yet, but we can and we will. Okay. And we can start this year. This whole experience was just just another wake-up call. Like, yes, this is how I deserve to live. I deserve to have more experiences like this. I deserve to live closer to this, okay? I've lived in my home, like I said, for 10 years. It ain't like this, but it's nice, okay? It has everything that I need there. But it's time to elevate. It's time to elevate. And that's within my right. It's time for me to elevate. It's time for you to elevate, sis. And so what I really want for you to do this year is I want you to stretch yourself a little bit, because it's cute. It's nice to have things on your vision board. Excuse me. We need to have that. You need something, in my opinion, that you can look at very often that will remind you, these are the things that I see for myself, and I know that I can have it, I can see it, I can do it, I can earn it, I can enjoy it, I can be it. Like, whatever you have on your vision board, it's for you. If you have if you're of mind that you would even put this on your vision board, it's for you, okay? It's for you. So I want you to remember that. But yeah, it's wonderful to have a vision board. It's cute to have a vision board. But don't miss the second part of having that vision is you've got to be able to take some type of action to make that happen, whatever that is. So for me, with a beach house stay, part of taking that action was obviously, yes, booking it. I had to book it. I had to look for it. I had to find the dates. I had to, you know, drive here to get here. I had to have earned the income to be able to make this type of stay happen. Like, there were certain things. And for me to even do that, it goes back to my mindset and beliefs. I had to believe that I was the person, you know, identifying as that person that is capable of earning the income necessary to be able to even book and stay at a place like this. I had to identify as the person that was worthy enough to even stay in a higher end or more luxurious type of environment. You know what I'm saying? So there's different actions that need to happen for you to level up. Are you with me? Does that make sense? So yeah, it's not just I put it on my vision board and now I'm going to sit here looking cute because you cute and so am I. But I'm going to sit here looking cute and it's just going to happen. I wish, because I can tell you, man, I wish. I just don't think that that's how it works. Even when it comes to like gardening and things like that. In the Bible, like you got to plant the seeds and then you got to wait for the seeds to take root. And then them roots got to do whatever them roots be doing for that garden, for that tree, for that plant to, you know, start to shoot up and to take up space in the outside reality. Right. But there's a lot of stuff going on down below in that good soil that is helping it to grow and to bloom and to produce fruit. So it's like you want to see certain fruits in your life come to fruition based on your vision. But it's like, have you planted the seed yet? What have you done to cultivate your soil? Like, what have you done to like get your foundation right? OK, so there's different works to be done. There's different steps to be taken. There's different actions that need to be done for you to get to that sweet fruit that you deserve. Does that make sense? So, yeah, there, I know that's a whole lot with identity and different things like that. But it's like, yeah, that vision board is just one part of the reality that you want to have and that you deserve to have. If you want to have a more luxurious experience, but you're like, you know what, right now, Bree, I'm trying to, maybe your money's funny, or you're like, you know what, I'm saving to buy a new car. So all my extra money is going into my savings. So far I have 10,000, but I need to get, 30,000 because I want to buy my car cash. Like, whatever the case may be, I still think that there is an opportunity for you to level up, okay, and invest in yourself in this way. I still think there's an opportunity there. It doesn't mean you need to go out, like I said, and spend $1,000 a night for a room. Man, I cannot wait until I get there, because you ain't gonna be able to tell me nothing, by the way. But it's like, start where you are. Start where you are and just put just a little extra on it. Just a little extra on it. Okay, put a little extra on it. So for example, let's say you always, like, you stay in hotels, you get away for time away, but your room is always, you're like, my room is always, for example, I don't know, let's say, I don't even know if you can get a hotel for this price, but probably you can, depending on where you are. In California, you can't, not that I'm aware of, unless it's some major deal. But let's say it's like $150 per night, okay? And you're like, this is where you have lived pretty much for the last 5-10 years. You're like, $150 a night, that's good enough for me. Sis, I'm going to need you to stretch just a little bit, and look for rooms that are maybe like $180 per night, $200 per night, okay? See if you can stretch just a little bit more. I know it's, or I'm assuming, because at least it is for me sometimes, it's going to feel a little scary. Your heart might start to race a little bit when it's time to pay for that experience, and I get it. Because you're just like, oh shoot, that's that barrier being broken down, okay? So I get it. But again, do this obviously with your money in mind, and not doing something that's, you're not gonna be able to pay your rent a month or two from now. You know what I'm saying? You can't pay your car note because you invested. Obviously, use common sense here, okay? But stretch yourself a little bit, and that little nervousness that comes up, I think that's natural. Anytime you're doing something that's outside of your comfort zone, it's just like red alert. Am I doing this? Is this okay? You know what I'm saying? It's okay. Take the leap. Okay. You're not ever going to regret investing in yourself in that way a little bit more when it's going to up your experience. Like, make sure it obviously ups your experience. Okay, you're not just paying money just to pay money. Make sure that, yeah, so for example, if your room never has a view, okay, this room has a view, okay? Or if it's, I'm trying to think of what else, if the stay doesn't have, for example, a bathtub, I think all hotels do, but go with me here, if the stay doesn't have a bathtub, get one with the bathtub, sis. Get one with the bathtub and a view. Like, do something. Spend a little extra so that you can elevate the experience. So that way, after you've done it a time or two, it's like your nervous system is just like, it's chill. It's like, oh, yes, this was wonderful. I deserve this. And this is how I live now. And I don't need to go back to that other, because this is me. I identify as someone who has this type of experience, right? Does that make sense? That's literally what I'm doing. And that's what I've been doing for the last few years. Not necessarily with hotel stays, but just like specifically when it comes to how much money I allow myself to earn. Because again, I had some very big barriers there. When it comes to income and how much I would allow myself to earn, I had a cap there. So when I started to earn more money, I would look for ways to like shut it down. Like, no, I'm not going to do that. Because for me, it was just like, oh, this feels greedy. Sis, what? We need money to survive. We need money to have these experiences. We need money to live an elevated lifestyle for me, my daughter, you, your children, your children's children. Like, bruh, you know what I'm saying? It's just like this whole conditioning, like, this is the only way that we can live. And as long as we survive and we have a little bit of something, that's good enough for me. Nah, I don't want that little bit of something. I mean, yeah, I wanted it. Once you get that little bit of something, it's okay to expand. It's okay to want more. It's okay to have more. It's okay to just squeeze a little more of that juice out of life. It's okay. You're not greedy. You're not selfish. You're not over the top. You're not, I don't even know what other things, whatever, that would cause you to feel guilty about, you know, living a more elevated experience or having a more elevated experience or earning more income to have, what's going on in my throat, that elevated life that you deserve. Like, we have to really just, like, tune in to what our minds are telling us, and figuring out where we have some barriers and stumbling blocks. Because once we can understand and identify those, and it's going to take some reflection, it's going to take some time where you're just, how can I say it? I'm sure someone can say this more eloquently than I can, but a part of reflection is just like, just being aware of your thoughts that come up. And not judging them, but just like questioning them. Like, why do I think like this? Or why do I do this every time? Or why do I feel like this when this happens? Or why do I have these people in my circle when I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, just different things. We have to be able to kind of like see ourselves outside of ourselves and do some exploration. We have to get out of our own way. Stop telling ourselves what we can't have, what we can't be, what we can't do. Whose permission we need, whose approval we need to be able to do X, Y, Z. You don't need none of that, okay? You don't need anyone's permission or cosign to live well, whatever that is for you. You don't need anyone's approval or anything like that for you to live the type of life that you want and deserve. But what you do need is to, beyond that vision board, start taking little actions that will help your nervous system and help you to just realize, like, it's okay. I may not have done it before. I may not have seen it before in my life, or maybe it's been some time, right, since I've been able to do these things, but it's okay for me to live this way. It's okay for me to have these things. It's okay for me to have these experiences or to be this person. And this person that has these experiences, this is how she identifies, and this is what I'm going to step into. Baby step into a person who becomes this identity, okay? Because it definitely is a shift. It's definitely a shift. And I want that for you, okay? I want that for me. I want that for every Black woman listening to this podcast and beyond, obviously. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up and say that that's it for this week's episode of the podcast. But before I go, if you haven't done so yet, please leave a rating, a 5-star rating, if you will, and review on iTunes and Spotify or wherever you listen to the show. That would be a huge help. If you want to join me on Sundays, I have sister circles. You can join me on Patreon. Whoa, my throat, which is on patreon.com/browngirlselfcare. If you want to just be in community with me and have these types of conversations every Sunday, that's where you can find me. And yeah, that's it for this week's episode. I'm so glad that you were able to join me. I look forward to seeing you next Monday. In the meantime, have a blessed week. Take care of yourself. Remember those baby steps, okay? And I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.